This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life, and I am Beta, the narrator of today's episode, and I have the honor to be at your service, dear listeners. As you know, in the last episode, we were talking about the miracle of Holy Quran, which is one of the living miracles of all the time, and there is no expiration date for this miracle. We actually discussed some aspects of this holy book, the language miracle, the scientific miracle, and we gave you some examples only for you to go for that and just find this mere truth that you need this guideline in order to have a better life. So in this episode, we're gonna talk more about the system of life. Islam is not a mere relation between the creator and man as religion is understood in the West. Islam is a complete and perfect system of life, arranging human relationships with Allah and of people among themselves in order that they may win the best of both lives. The Quran hasn't left a small or big, significant or insignificant subject without a code. Economies adjusted to achieve fair and just transactions so as to preserve the dignity of every individual. Politics is given special attention since the course and stability of society depends on the leader and administration. Social life is built and bonded strongly to achieve maximum cooperation and cohesion. Human beings have been striving to live under a system of fair justice, security, dignity, and happiness. But these fruits were never tasted under man-made systems. This may be attributed to the limited knowledge that any person would possess at any time. Hence, the Akon was always an imperfect system. Secondly, the influence of self-interest of the lawgiver has serious defects and drawbacks in any existing system. The Islamic system is free of these defects because the lawgiver is Allah Almighty Himself, the creator, the one who creates Himself these human beings, know better than anyone what are the needs of these human beings and what are not. So, there is no limit for the knowledge of Allah Almighty, whether of the seen or unseen. Secondly, egoism has no place here, since Allah is in need of no one. Thus, it can be safely concluded that the Islamic system is the best pattern for living. So, let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back for more on our topic, system of life.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. I am Beta, and this is For a Better Life. So, in the last part of the episode, we were talking about the system of life and the reasons why we believe that Islamic system is the best and most efficient way of living in order to have a better life. As you know, dealing with each part of the Islamic system is not an easy task, nor is it possible to give a sufficient account of it within the limited purpose of our episode. The discussion will be confined to a few examples, like generally speaking, the Quran dictates two kinds of laws. The first kind aims at immunizing society against unfair and harmful transactions, such as gambling, cheating, and so many other things. The second kind of law acts to lessen the accumulation of wealth in a few hands. The Quran has imposed taxes on rich people, the revenue of which is spent on the needy and on social welfare. It should be noted that some of these laws are compulsory, such as zakat, while others are voluntary. So up to here, we counted two basic laws of the Holy Book of Quran. The first one is that in order to have a perfect society, we need to minimize and lessen some sins, especially like gambling, cheating, I don't know, robbing and so many other things. And the second one was that we have to accumulate the wealth in a few hands in all the people around the world which are in need and in poverty. So these two rules can show us that Islam is a religion that considers all aspects of everybody's life. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about the social aspect of one individual's life or the personal part. So, dear listeners, let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back for more details on our topic. Welcome back. This is Arab English Radio. You're listening to For a Better Life. So as we talked up to here, we need to have the Holy Book of Quran as our guidelines in everybody's life. And unfortunately, because of some reasons, Muslims nowadays are neglecting this book in their lives, and they are just reciting Holy Book of Quran as some rituals and ceremonies and funerals and so many other things, which is a catastrophic phenomenon that we have to deal with. And in order to deal with that, in order to put emphasis on persuading other people, specifically Muslims, to put actually Quran as their guidelines, we are talking about the miraculous aspects of this book. One of these aspects is that we have so many laws and so many rules in the Holy Book of Quran in order for you to have the best life both on earth and afterlife. So let's have some examples of these laws of Holy Quran as the last part of our episode. Surely the noblest among you in the sight of Allah is the most God-fearing of you. Therefore, the best people are those who fear Allah most, even if this entails no material reward in this world. Hence, social appreciation of this phenomenon has no effect on the assignments of people if they do not possess the required qualities. Thirdly, the family is considered as a natural unit of society. O people, we have created you male and female and appointed you races and tribes that you may know one another. Moreover, Islam has abolished all privileges that will result in serious social imbalance in the short or long run. So, the point that I want to wrap up is that the focus here is that we are considering all aspects of your life, specifically the social one. You know, the knowledge and the brain of human beings are limited. There are things and things that we are not aware of. So you have to always keep that in mind. You need some guidelines, you need religion, and you need someone to tell you what to do and what not to do in order to have a beautiful and in this life and a beautiful beginning in the afterlife. Thank you for listening to me, dear listeners. That was all the time I had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eye.
share.